I wrote a book a few years ago called Your Sacred Self. And in The Sacred Self, I talk about the two parts of us, if you will. There's one part of us that is an idea, and we call it the ego. And this idea is that who I am is separate, and who I am is special, and who I am is important. And the key word is separate, who I am is separate from others. In other words, where I begin and where you stop is what separates us. So that you and I are not the same, according to this ego, because you're in a different body than I am, and you stop there, and there's your boundaries, and here are my boundaries here, and we've come to believe in this sort of separateness part of us. But then there's another part of us, an idea also, that says, I don't care about separation. I am in a different world. I don't have any boundaries. That's this part of me that is looking out, if you will. And this part I call the sacred self, or the highest self. And this part of us only wants one thing. It doesn't care whether we're right, which is the ego is very concerned about that. It doesn't care whether we're better than, it doesn't care what we look like. It doesn't care about any of the physical characteristics that we have come to identify as ourself. This higher part of ourself only wants one thing. And that thing that it wants is for us to be at peace. So that whenever you're questioning whether or not it's your higher self or your sacred part of you or the ego part of you that is motivating me at any particular moment, the question to ask yourself is this going to bring me peace? And if the answer to that is yes, it's going to bring me peace, then you listen to that higher part of you. If the answer to that is no, it's going to bring me turmoil, it's going to create problems for me, I'm going to end up in an argument, I'm not going to be happy if I do this, whatever, I'm not going to be healthy if I do this, this isn't going to work for me, then it's the ego, the part of us that believes that we are separate from. Now, this key word in knowing and living from the highest self is separation. That's the key word, separation. That somehow we have come to really endorse this idea that I am separate from God, that I am separate from my fellow man, and that I am separate from my environment. And that overcoming this and living from a different perspective, one of the things that I have worked and worked and worked on in my own life, and I still continue to work on it every day, and in my own relationship with my wife and with my children particularly, is this idea of allowing this higher part of myself that just wants me to be at peace, just wants peace and nothing else, to play more of a dominant role, to tame this part of me that is so concerned with my self-importance and with being right, and with proving somebody else to be wrong, and with being offended, and all of the stuff, the turmoil that we live with and create because of this reliance on this ego. So knowing that we have a higher self or a highest self really means detaching ourselves from a lot of the things that we have come to believe is who we are. Now, the beliefs that we have, that we've grown up with, that we've practiced all of our daily rituals on, is what I call the tribe thinking, the thinking of the tribe. You see, all of us are members of a tribe. And that tribe might be your immediate family. It might be the ethnic group to which you belong. It might be the people who share the same color of skin that you happen to have. It may be people who have the same philosophical points of view or political points of view or religious points of view or people who are related to you genetically in some way, cousins and aunts and uncles and so on. Anyway, there's this tribe that we sort of are born into, if you will. And the tribe evolves at a certain speed so that as a tribe, as a people, we have evolved from hunters and gatherers, if you will, to people who now have computer chips and people who can just go in and have our meat and our vegetables just arranged for us in cellophane, in packaging, in department stores. There's been an evolution. The tribe has evolved so that most places on the planet people can get fresh drinking water by just turning a knob. There was a time when they had to dig holes, right, and try to find it. So the evolution of the tribe is in place, but it moves very slowly. It takes a long, long, long time for the tribe to evolve. What I'm talking about here, when you come to know your higher self and to live by it, is leaving the tribe and leaving tribal consciousness. You see, to be an individual, when you go to the tribe and you tell them, I've discovered something that's about manifesting, you know, and I'm going to really practice this, and I'm going to do this, and I know I can do this. Jesus said we can do this. Sai Baba told us we can do this. You know, Muktananda tells us we can do this. I'm going to do this. The tribe immediately goes, wait a second here. What are you doing? We don't want any individuals in this tribe. That the purpose of the tribe is to keep individual people from surfacing. It's to keep it down. It's to have, if what I'm saying to you is that if you're going to learn manifesting and you're going to understand your highest self, you have to somehow figure out a way to let go of this idea that the tribe is going to give me approval or that I'm going to do it within the parameters that the tribe has dictated. Because what you're doing when you're learning to manifest, or when you're learning anything that is outside of the restricted parameters of the tribe, what you are doing is you are speeding up the evolution of your awareness and your consciousness. You are saying, I am going to evolve at a faster rate. But if you go to the tribe and tell them that, immediately you're going to get put into your place. You see, the mantra of the tribe is, but what will they think? That's the mantra of the tribe. What are they going to think of me? And the minute that you start playing that game of what are they going to think, you have stopped yourself from being able to evolve at a faster rate of speed. So leaving the tribe and the tribal consciousness is really what you're saying is, if I'm going to evolve at the speed at which the tribe is evolving, you're saying I'm going to evolve, but I'm going to do it very, very slowly. And if you want to manifest, if you want to really become a manifester in your life, you don't have enough time in this lifetime. You've got to come back in 19 lifetimes. Right? You don't have enough time for that. So it's almost like getting out of that consciousness.